Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, a heavyweight clash between two big, scary individuals. We have Jairzinho Rozenstruik on one side, and we have Shamil Gaziev on the other. Now, Shamil Gaziev is rather new to the UFC. He's had one contenders fight and one proper UFC fight. When I say that, I mean he was wearing the UFC gloves. Scary dude. Good striking, happy to close distance, elbows and knees on the inside. We saw from his contenders fight that he can grapple as well, although, you know, he did lose that position and have his back taken momentarily, and that not that that's going to happen in this fight, but that's certainly something that we need to keep an eye on going forward, especially given the fact that if he beats Rozenstruik, he might find himself in the top 15. Rozenstruik is ranked at number 12. Gaziev, of course, is not ranked yet, but that might change this weekend. But yeah, I mean, you know, if he does find himself ranked and if he does start to climb this heavyweight division, because, you know, you could quite easily see him mixing it up with some of these guys. You know, like if he beats Rozenstruik, you could see him getting a Marcin Tybura or a Derek Lewis. And, you know, and because he's got a more well-rounded game, there's more of a possibility that he's going to do well in the heavyweight division because he can strike and he can grapple. There are, of course, there's going to be questions in this fight about whether his striking can hold with Rozenstruik, who is a very, very good striker. But at the same time, he has got that grappling. We know that he can score takedowns. He had a great double leg when he fought on Aries. He also is very good at clinching people up against the fence and dragging them to the floor using his body weight, 250-odd pounds of it. So that is a good possibility for this fight. Of course, you know, Rozenstruik is coming off a Rinicky choke loss to Almeida, isn't he? So the fact that it's a Rinicky choke doesn't bode well because Gaziev... So let me quick tailor the tape. Where's my page? So I've got too many pages open on this thing. Okay, so we've got... So Rozenstruik's 13-5 with 12 knockouts, no submissions. Gaziev is 12-0, undefeated, with 8 knockouts, 2 rear naked chokes. Interestingly, there's the differences in their stoppages. I mean, pretty much all first round for these guys. And I'll tell you in a second, Rozenstruik is a ferocious puncher. The stats back it up, and I will tell you in a minute. So 9 first round finishes for Rozenstruik, 8 first round finishes for Gaziev. 3 second round finishes for Gaziev, 2 second round finishes for Rozenstruik, and then they've both got a split decision win on their record. Gaziev, I will double check before I say it out loud. No, I'll say it out loud anyway. Gaziev, I don't believe, has had any 5 round fights. He has that one split decision is on Aries, and it was a bit of a... Well, he certainly slowed down, let's put it that way. Yeah, he's been the distance once, that one split decision. I know he was in IMAF, but then they were 3-minute rounds. The threes aren't the 3-minute rounds, yeah. He picked up a bronze medalist as an amateur. He picked up a bronze medal as an amateur. Try that again. I do wonder if his cardio will hold up if it goes 15 minutes. That's my thought, because this is a main event. This will be 25 minutes. I expect Rozenstruik to have the patience and experience to not hurry too much in this one, because Gaziev is most likely going to start fast. And Rozenstruik, yes, he has a lot of first round finishes, but that's not necessarily because he always goes hunting for it. Sometimes people just come at him and get knocked out. He has very good striking. He's a very experienced kickboxer. Gaziev likes to start fast. He's very good at closing distance. Because he's got wrestling, that could be an area where he can push Rozenstruik. Now, Rozenstruik defended that first takedown that Almeida attempted, but he did get taken down, and of course he did get submitted. With persistence, Gaziev will get Rozenstruik to the floor, I'm fairly confident. But if Rozenstruik can keep it standing, or at least make him work hard for the first 2 or 3 takedowns, even if he gets taken down, if he can work his way back to his feet instead of accepting being on his back, there is a possibility that Rozenstruik could wear on Gaziev a little bit, and then that's where his striking comes into play later in the fight. You remember what he did to Overeem 4:56 of the fifth round, he practically separated his head into two pieces. And that was a very slow-paced fight. If he can be patient and drag this one out a little bit, he's not got a lot more experience in mixed martial arts, but the five losses on his record, one of them being a loss to Gan over five rounds, he has two almost five-round fights. We know he's got the condition to be able to at least unleash power in the last minute of the last round, so there's no reason why, if he can slow Gaziev down, there isn't an opportunity for him to exploit that in the last 10 minutes. A tired Gaziev shooting for takedowns, holding in positions and, you know, trying to rest but still being exhausted, and then Rosenstrike just kind of starting to put his strikes together very, very nicely. So Rosenstrike has an MMA record, I said this, haven't I? MMA record of 13-5. He has a kickboxing record of 76-8. 64 of those 76 wins were by knockout, which is an 84% knockout ratio. He's a scary individual. His knockdown percentage is insane as well. So he's got 7 knockdowns for 323 strikes. That is an average of 27 strikes per fight, by the way. He's had 12 in the UFC. And that is one knockdown it's been a long weekend. That's one knockdown per 46 strikes. just for reference, Brandon Moreno, one per 297. Brandon Royval, one per 171. Rob Whittaker, one per 162. Paulo Costa, 1 per 151. Let me just go back to that. Rosenstrike, 1 per 46. He's a scary individual. He's a patient individual. He has more experience, and he needs to lean on that experience in this fight. If Gaziev starts well and he starts quickly and he backs Rosenstrike up and he starts to land his strikes well, it's going to set his takedowns up. If he's able to ground Rosenstrike and Rosenstrike accepts being there, he's going to get hammered with hammer fists and forearms and elbows until potentially he gives a position where Gaziev can choke him out. There may be holes in Gaziev's game. We saw him get reversed when he fought on Ares. He can sometimes be a little overzealous and give a position up and find himself in the bottom. He also gave his back on the Contender Series and was stuck there for a moment before he was able to turn to guard and, you know, reverse that position. That may give Rosenstrike the ability, those little gaps in his game where he potentially jumps on a submission and loses the position, or where he just makes the wrong call in his controlling position and Rosenstrike's doing the right things by digging under hooks and scrambling to his knees. He might be able to keep getting to his feet. And if he can do that 2-3 times, he might be faced, like I said, with a very tired Gaziev. Gaziev does work very well to the body. That's one thing that can potentially nullify this. If he's able to back Rosenstrike up and start landing those power shots, elbows, he does really good work with elbows. If he can also start working to the body, that might negate the difference in conditioning between the two. I expect Rosenstrike to have better conditioning, but I think Gaziev, if he can sink a few of those body shots in, he can sap the gas tank and maybe even out that difference between the conditioning. 2-inch height advantage for Gaziev, just making it difficult for Jamie here by jumping back and forth all over the place. 2-inch height advantage for Gaziev, but the reach is 78 inches. I don't really think it's going to make much of a difference. Gaziev likes to fight at close range anyway. He's got fast hands. He covers range very well to land with elbows. He's got knees behind his punches, which was really, really good. Very useful. Again, something that he could use to drain the gas tank of Rosenstrike, sinking a few knees into the midsection. Something else that could be quite useful, especially if Gaziev is dominating the center and forcing Rosenstrike up against the fence. He's very good at controlling wrists and rolling over with elbows like we've seen John Jones do. Something else that could be really, really useful to accumulate damage and put Rosenstrike in a position where he's having to defend, because he doesn't know whether it's punches or elbows or takedowns or body shots. The variety, the knees to the midsection, could be the deciding factor for Gaziev. He's always going to be a vulnerable when he's moving forward against Rozenstruik because of the punching power. But the volume and the variety could force Rozenstruik into a bit of a defensive shell. The question then is, can Gaziev get through that shell enough to do damage? Can he get him to the floor in the process and keep him there or sub him? Or is he going to wear himself out for 10 minutes working out on Rozenstruik, who is able to cover and guard and withstand based on his experience, scramble back to his feet, make Gaziev tired, and then look to TKO him later in the fight? I think this might be a battle of experience and condition, to be honest. And if Rozenstruik manages it well, that's where he's going to come out on top. Otherwise, we're going to either see probably a ground and pound TKO or a rear naked choke finish from Gaziev. But as always, you know, heavyweights, we're going to look forward to it because it's going to be a fun fight. I haven't actually looked at the rest of this card, to be honest. Let me have a quick look at it. Just veering off tangent here. Oh, Tyson Pedro co-main. Oh, Makhachev against Perez. How is that not the co-main event? That's a hell of a fight. Cool. Machnell, always a fan of him. Umar Nurmagomedov, always going to be good. Oh, and they've moved the Raul Rosas fight over onto this card. Not bad. Ayman Zahabi, another good fight. There's a lot of good fights. Oh, Christian Leroy Duncan. My goodness, this is a good card. I'm looking forward to this. Some good fights on this. All right. Topped off with a main event that's either going to be, I don't know what, 3 minutes long or 25 minutes of these two guys staring at one another and sucking all the air out of the oxygen or of the arena. It's going to be one or the other. Let's hope that they throw down and make it fun for all of us. But certainly this card, there's a lot of good fights on this card looking at it. So I'll be tuning in for sure. All right, enjoy and I will see you next time.